Is that march coming through here, that anti-gay, protect the marriage, Alan Keyes stuff march coming through here? Well, if it is, it seems like it's going everywhere else in the world. If it is, y'all get out there and protest it. Such a silly thing. There are so many better things to worry about.
Have y'all seen that Ellen DeGeneres HBO thing where she talks about how, you know, people who are against gay people getting married is like a slippery slope, and next thing we'll be marrying goats and animals and stuff? Have y'all seen that? It is so funny. You should rent it.
It's funny, but it's actually true.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of funny in a hurtful way.
I went to a town hall meeting in my area that I live in, and it was quite extreme on both sides. I was really proud of our little town, though, because we didn't get into fisticuffs or anything. We just actually talked. But some of the people started talking about that, how the next thing you know, we could be marrying children. You know, people would marry kids, and then they would marry animals. And I was like, is this serious? And then it got into the fall of Sparta after that, and then I knew we were in trouble. There's nothing you can do. You can't argue about the fall of Sparta. Because I don't even know, who knows about that, really, reality, you know?
The fall of Sparta?
Because the men were in the bath together.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the problem with Sparta. But the funniest part about it was the guy that got up and started talking about it. I was sure he was like this left-wing guy because he had on this t-shirt that was tie-dyed with like an Indian holding up a bow and arrow into the sky. And he had like long hair and stuff, and I thought, great, he's gonna get up there and talk about our side. And then he started talking about the fall of Sparta because the guys were sleeping together, and I was like, okay.
I should write a song about the fall of Sparta.
It was a good meeting, though. Yeah, we changed one preacher's mind.
What was his denomination?
Unless he was a plant, unless we planted him.
What was the preacher's denomination?
I don't know. He was Protestant. But he was from one of the churches in my town. He at first got up and was being like really mean, and then by the end he's like, well, I think we should give those people equal rights. Maybe not call it marriage, but they should get everything else.
Those people.
And I thought that was pretty cool, because at first he was like, you guys are perverts and it's gross the way you sleep together and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God.
Jealous.
Jealous. And I got it. Right. I don't say that you're gross the way you sleep together. And then this guy's like, yeah, but you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your parents. And I'm like, that's right, and my parents are proud of me. All right, that's enough about my little neighborhood. Hey, I'm gonna shut up now.
Dust bowl through the tent. Grandma was a suffragette. Blacklisted for her complications. Blacklisted for my generation. Go, go, go. Don't assume anything.
Thank you.